truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Jim, well, look, congratulations for coming back.
We don't have a philosophic disagreement. If you agree...
But it makes a lot of sense, because after all, Mr. Obama cannot control the Iranians.
Andrew's parents, Walter and Judy Koenig, are in Vancouver helping police search for their son.
You know how many people like guns and dip?
Yay!
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about every night. And on this program, truth is our bitch. Now, you know that we also like to play around with reality a little bit, if you don't mind us using that phrase. We take the news, the issues, we shove it through the looking glass, we do an Alice in Wonderland on it, and it comes out smelling like a rose, baby. So just stick around. Stick around inside. Give it a couple of weeks. You're going to figure this one out. And like we always like to say on this show, when we say you need a couple of weeks to figure this show out, we ain't kidding. You need a couple of weeks to figure this show out. All right, coming up, Canadian teachers perform a lap dance in front of their students. Now, it was a pep rally. And, of course, here in America, were you a teacher and you did a lap dance in front of your students, you'd be shot, as you know. You'd be shot right where you stand, right where you danced. But in Canada, they're a little, you know, they're on the back end of that stuff, so they're getting up to speed. And pole dancing, speaking of being shot at a pep rally while doing a bump and grind, pole dancing may become an Olympic sport. And a teenager is jailed for blackmailing male students into gay sex over at Facebook. Thank you.
That was you, huh?
Yeah, thank you very much. No, actually, that is a weird story, and we're going to get into that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Phil, we're going to be bringing on the line here Vernon Dozier. He is a high school teacher from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. He is also the school varsity football coach. He is also a member of the board there, the administrative board at Belmar Academy. This story about pole dancing being pushed to possibly be a competitive sport in the Olympics may be bizarre for some of us to hear. It certainly sounds strange to me, but nonetheless, I mean, if they've got things like synchronized swimming and that feather thing that they do, or whatever the hell that thing is, I suppose pole dancing is the next thing. I'm reading the story here, Vernon. How are you this evening?
I'm doing very good, Phil. Thank you for talking with me about this. It is unusual, but I can tell you that the nature of sport changes all the time. And the nature of competitive sports changes all the time. So I think we have to be ready and keep our minds open.
Now, here is a story. This is from AOL News. Pole dancing, the titillating mainstay of strip clubs throughout the globe, may one day be an Olympic sport, reports the New York Daily News. KT Coates, a pole dancer in England, and fellow advocates are circulating a petition for a test event at the Olympics and a more formal event in Rio de Janeiro. Currently, they have 4,000 signatures. Pole dancing is, I know that they have pole dancing classes. I know it started among suburbanites as a way for, well, women to stay in shape. Some women said they got into it because it was sort of an exciting addition to their, the amorous life they shared with their husbands. Maybe it was something they did for boyfriends. But now we're talking about it as a competitive sport. Do you know precisely what makes this quote unquote competitive?
Well, it's like, Phil, if you will, it would be like figure skating, or it could be like high diving or springboard diving. In other words, you get points for style. You get points for different moves. These would be required moves, and then you could score points for invented moves. I think that as an athletic coach, as a teacher, I have to, as I said, I've got to be prepared and make my students prepared for anything that is likely to come down the road in terms of what a student may be interested in, what might be required of them once they get to college. If, for instance, a sport like this develops to a competitive level at the collegiate level, then it is incumbent upon us at the scholastic level, at the high school level, to prepare our students for that.
So are you offering pole dancing now in high school?
No, we're not offering pole dancing now. We have to go about this in a way that is going to be absolutely above board, because, you know, when you say pole dancing, the first thing you think about is, as you said in that story, is a strip club or something that's very unseemly, and that's not what this is about. If we have young women at the high school level who want to engage in a competitive aspect of this thing called pole dancing, then we have to make sure that it is completely above board, that it has absolutely no implication, no flavor of anything that would be wrong. So,
are you doing any kind of pole dancing at the school? From the standpoint of what you're talking about, where it's a very above board, and you're teaching these kids, I don't even, just the idea of pole dancing, it seems like it's not even appropriate for high school.
I don't like the name. I wish that we could call it something else. For now, it's called pole dancing. I suppose we could call it balance dancing. I think it requires a certain level of balance or equilibrium. I don't know. Stationary dancing, something like that. But we have to be completely above board. So we cannot have this on campus. We can't have, for instance, our female students coming into a gym or coming into a workout room where there is a pole and have a teacher such as myself or someone else sitting there grading them and watching them do a pole dance. You're not going to get people understanding exactly what it is you're doing. It's going to take a lot of explanation. So what we've done is we've engaged it off campus.
Where off campus?
We have the pole dancing classes on Saturdays and on Friday afternoons at my home. My wife is there, so both my wife and I actually are part of the coaching staff at the high school. My wife has been a part of the girls' volleyball team as well as the basketball team for 4 years, but now she's going to be helping me with the pole dancing classes. And so we have it off campus. We have it at my house. The girls...
Now, the girls, I take it, have their parents' permission?
Well, that is the part that we are working through. Yes, we do want the parents' permission, absolutely. It is difficult to say to a parent or to put into a piece of any kind of missive from the school, we'd like to get your permission that your daughter take pole dancing, because immediately they're going to say no without even understanding it. I just know parents, God bless them, they are the lifeblood of our school, but they are, many of them are very small-minded, and they don't get the big picture and the big world that's out there, and it's a big world. There's a lot of chances for people like myself, my wife, and our pole dancing students. So what I say to the girls, I say, look, let's do what we're going to try to do is 6 weeks of intensive preliminary pole dance initiation, and then send the girls out in groups of two every 2 weeks with letters to their parents saying, Mom and Dad, is it all right if I take this class off campus? At Arlene Dozier's house, it is a dance class. Yes or no?
Well, what you say? Arlene is your wife.
That's correct.
Why not? You don't put your name down?
If I put my name down, then it says I want to take a dance class over at Arlene and Vernon Dozier's house. Now I look like, forgive me, Phil, but as I said, a lot of these parents are very small-minded. Now they're going to think their daughter's dancing at my house. I'm a man, and there's something untoward about it. So I want to keep everything above board.
But if you're not telling them, all right, so you want to make sure that the parents, you want to make sure that nothing, you can't be accused of anything strange, because the sport itself is a little strange.
Absolutely, Phil. When you say we're teaching pole dancing, you're going to get a lot of people looking at you funny. If you say we're teaching pole dancing at my house on Friday afternoon and Saturday, they're going to look at you even funnier. And if you say that we're teaching pole dancing at my house on Friday and Saturday, and I'm going to ask the parents to give their permission, they're gonna try to lock you up and throw the key away, because the first thing they're going to say is, no parent is going to give permission for their daughter to go over to your house and learn how to pole dance. So what we have to do, Phil, is be very careful. We have to let the parents know this is a proposed Olympic sport, that my wife is going to be there, The girls, there's a change room for them, that the pool itself is set up in a room that's, you know, my wife is in there. So in other words, it's we got to go at this very slowly, Phil.
Why even go through the hassle of having a pole dance class?
Well,
I mean, what's the, you know, right now it's just a proposal by a group of people in England. Why would you even want to go through the hassle of having a pole dance class with all of these things that you're facing, with the misunderstanding parents? You know?
Well, you know, it's a good question, but I feel that as a teacher I've got to push my students. The minute I saw that they were proposing pole dancing, I thought, this is very, very ingenious. This is... How can I get this into our high school without people thinking that, you know, we're sick, you know? But I said, I've got to see this. And so, and I didn't mean to say that I've got to see this. It's, you know, I want to see a bunch of high school girls do it. I just want to, you know, how would they do this?
All right, Vernon Dozier is joining us. We've known Vernon for a long time. He's the head football coach at Belmar Academy. They've won something like how many? They've won five divisional championships in varsity football there. And he has been the athletic director there as well as a member of the administrative board for a long time. And they are now getting a group of girls together to take a pole dancing class because it has been proposed that pole dancing be a part of the next Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. So his idea is to get these girls, to get them practicing pole dancing, but he hasn't told the parents yet, and the classes are being held at his house on Friday and Saturdays, and the girls are only gradually going to get parents' permission because the parents, in the words of Mr. Dozier, are a little close-minded and small-minded, and they won't understand the idea of pole dancing as an Olympic sport. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. This is wild, and if they ever do have pole dancing in the Olympics, I would love to see, like we were saying, how they're going to score it and what it's going to look like. 877-876-PHIL. More with Vernon Dozier next, plus your phone calls on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We are with Mr. Vernon Dozier, who is athletic director, varsity high school football coach at Belmar Academy, and one of a number of athletic directors across our country, interested in exploring the idea of pole dancing at the high school level because they are proposing it for the Olympics in 2012, which means, Vernon, that you not only have proficient professionals, right?
Well, that's correct, Phil. At the Olympic level, because they don't have the amateur, necessarily amateur, the prohibition against professionals. So that's a very highly developed level. And then you have the collegiate level. So if they have a collegiate level and they have obviously professional level, we owe it to our students and we owe it to our schools to begin to develop at some level in some way. Pole dancing.
So have you already started? Now, you're conducting classes, and you've been very clear, you're conducting classes with students, with girls, without their students' permission at your home, with your wife there.
Well, yeah, I want you to be very clear that with my wife is there, and the girls have a changing area that I'm not going back there and looking at them as they're taking their jeans off or anything. Now, we film, we actually videotape all of the sessions, and I was hopeful that we can sit down with the parents and show the parents the videotape of their daughters. We've got a number of girls that have got great extension. They've got great flexibility. Part of this is to get your extension and flexibility, and you can execute these moves. So we've got some girls.
How old are the girls in the pole dancing class?
Anywhere from 15 to 17. So we got our sophomores through. We do have a freshman class. We don't allow our freshmen.
Why not the freshmen?
We don't think they're old enough for it. It's a little adult, and it's got. I'm sure you understand. It's pole dancing is bespeaks something that is a little immoral want.
Yeah, but you're taking very great pains.
No, but you're right about that. But I wouldn't feel right. Right now, I'm a little nervous about it. But anyway, they're 15 to 17 years of age, Phil.
All right, so they're 15 to 17 years of age. Now, you say that the kids enjoy it?
The kids enjoy it.
And what feedback, so the parents don't know, are any parents signing off on this?
Well, a couple of the parents that have been approached have been a little closed-minded, but that's the nature of parents. They tend to be closed-minded. They tend to be a little narrow-minded. I don't know if it's because they wish they were young again, and they're not. They get a little sour, so we have to be very careful. One or two of the parents that we just sort of canvassed came across a little tight, you know, as we used to say, tight ass. So we've got to go back and readdress that problem.
All right, Vernon Dozier with us here on pole dancing as an Olympic sport and pole dancing at the high school level as an athletic class. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Peter. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Peter with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on, Phil. Listen, this is a very interesting topic. You know, you keep saying that you're nervous, Mr. Dozier, and you know, I could say that probably in the level of divisional championships for varsity high school football programs, you're probably pretty fantastic, but this probably is a level where you should really examine this. I mean, think about it. Why are parents maybe a little creeped out? I mean, the only thing that pole dancing is associated with...
I only said that I was nervous once. I only said I was nervous one time.
Well, it sounds to me like you sound a little nervous. You're having the kids go in twos, and you're not telling them that you're doing this program. You're doing it off campus. All these things should be red flags for you, and here's why I say so. The only thing that pole dancing...
Yeah, tell me why you say so.
Are you
a teacher, or what do you
do? One second. I'm actually a pastor, and so I'm speaking at it from the moral level that you keep alluding to. Yeah, let me allude to this here, why the moral level is important. We have kids that are having sex at age 14 and so on and so forth. We're having highest birth rates for kids that are before they're even 18, before they even out of high school.
Whoa. Where are you going, man? I'm talking about an athletic competition, and you're talking about pregnancy? You know, I think your mind needs to be looked at. You're indicting what I do, sir. You're indicting what I do.
You're indicting yourself, and let me speak about it here for a second, and I'll tell you why.
If you call yourself a pastor and you start talking about sex, I think you indict what you do as well.
All right, let's have a civil conversation here. Go ahead, Pastor.
Give me a second, mister. Thank you. I appreciate that. Here's my view, okay? You're discussing it from a moral level. All right. So here's the issue.
Go ahead. Give me your view. What's your view?
The only thing that pole dancing is associated with is the very perversion that you've been talking about, the unseemly sort of background that this so-called sport has is that
it's illegal. Men, people go into bars to watch. I wouldn't call it perverted. It's an adult.
Then why is it that you're hiding it? Why are you hiding it from the parents? Why is it that you've got to do it off campus?
Well, I think I've answered that question because a lot of parents are closed-minded. They're very small.
Closed-minded to what? Their children being presented with this sort of information at a young age, and now you want to do it and call it an Olympic sport. I mean,
well, I don't know why, but you immediately call it perverted, and I would ask you, are you saying that the many women that engage in pole dancing as a recreation, they're perverted? That's what you're saying? Because I think that's what you're doing.
As a recreation?
Are you saying that, that women use it as an exercise? And if you're not familiar with that, then I question whether you're a pastor or not. Women use it as an exercise. They use it as a way of relaxing, but you call them perverted.
Now, listen, I'm saying to you that the association, and you should catch this part, the association to the actual sport which you're alluding to.
You know something? You're a real smartass, aren't you? You're a real smartass, aren't you? I bet you hide behind that turnaround. You hide behind the turnaround caller?
I appreciate that.
Are you
really? I haven't called you any names yet.
But you're laughing. You think you got it all over me.
You're associated.
Let me ask you something. Are you Jewish?
Okay, what's that supposed to mean?
I know that
he's a pastor. He's a Christian pastor, so I guess that he wouldn't be.
Yeah,
this guy starts coming on asking me about. He's coming on and asking me about perversion.
Let me just make my point, and then I'll get off the phone here, Phil, and let you continue this conversation.
Do you ever, you know what I'm saying? You guys have been indicted for this stuff too, you know.
Vernon, you're very defensive. This gentleman is asking. You're very defensive. He's asking good questions. you know.
Well, he's immediately calling it perverted.
I understand he's saying that it's perverted, but you, and he's right, you yourself alluded to a nervousness or a trepidation talking to the parents about this. Listen, we have to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. What do you think? This man, a college or high school teacher, is having pole dancing classes. 877-876-PHIL. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
God, that guy's a smart ass.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. With me is Vernon Dozier. He's the high school football coach as well as athletic director at Belmar Academy. Pole dancing. You've heard of it. You've seen it. We've all seen it. If we're men, I suppose, who've partaken of that kind of entertainment. But now women engage in a kind of recreational pole dancing. It's an exercise to the point now where they're proposing it, some, as an Olympic sport. And joining us is Vernon Dozier to talk about that, because you have commenced pole dancing classes at the high school level. I recognize that you're sensitive to what parents may think. I recognize that you're sensitive to the ages of these girls. All right. That pastor that called from Nashville, though, you got on him.
I did get on him, Phil.
Well, why? Why did you jump all over him?
Oh, because he immediately started saying that there was a perverse... Let me tell you something about pole dancing as a competitive sport. Of course, there is a... of course, it has a history of something that was done in clubs or bars, this kind of thing. Do I see these girls as sex objects? I have to. That's part of the judging. Okay.
Now you're a man in his 40s, and you're seeing a 15-year-old girl as a sex object.
Hold on for a minute, Phil.
That's what you're saying?
Hold on for a minute. I have to, because that's how they're judged, on their dancing and their appearance. But I separate myself from it. I'm not going, yes, I do see them and what they need to do. Look, some of these girls, Phil, are in trouble. This is the only thing they've got. We've got girls that have troubled pasts. They've been in and out of continuation. Maybe, you know, they've been with boys and all of this. We've got one girl who I think has great potential, but she's not the smartest girl in the world, and this is all she's got. She can dance, and she can dance well. And she, and again, I say this objectively, but I do see her as a sex object, but I see it objectively as a sex object. She's going to be good if she gets the right, and she's not smart. I've met her mother. Her mother is probably did the same kind of, well, not the same kind of work. Her mother probably worked in a place like that. But did you ever see the film Dangerous Minds, Phil, or Lean on Me? Or
yeah, I saw those movies.
I really feel that I'm Morgan Freeman. I think that I'm Michelle Pfeiffer. I think I'm every teacher that ever took a child who was deeply troubled, especially these girls that, a lot of their friends say, you're nothing more than a slut. Well, guess what? We're going to make these girls into world-class competitive pole dancers. And I know that sounds stupid, but what else can they do? What else do they know how to do? And if you've met their parents, you'd ask the same question.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. Here is Philip in Palm Springs. Go ahead, sir.
Vernon, I got a couple things I got to say to you. You're barking up the wrong tree. I don't know where to start with you. You are completely going into something. You are going to get in so much trouble. I mean,
you got some experiences this? You got some experience with this? Because I've heard two people now tell me, hey, let me tell you how it is. I'm telling you that I've got a class that I'm teaching, okay? I don't know anybody.
Let the guy finish, okay?
Let him finish when he's going to start telling me how it is. He doesn't even know what I'm doing.
Go ahead.
Okay, especially, trying to get the girls with troubled past and all that. And, you know, Vernon, I got a couple things I got to say to you. And that's, exactly where are you going to be Where is your wife going to be, and where are you going to be when this is all going to be going on in your house? And what will the ladies be wearing? I mean, come on.
Well, I thought you had it all figured out. Now, why would you ask me a question like that? This is a class that we're getting. You know, Mr. Hendry, I would expect that mothers would call, but there's no women calling. You want to know why? Because they know that what I'm saying is absolutely solid gold. It's only these fathers who've got suspect thoughts anyway. And
well, I don't know where you get off saying that.
Well, I mean, these guys who are calling up and saying things like, you know, well, you know as well as I do what's going to be going on. Well, no, I don't. Maybe you can tell me, you know. I'm going to be in my home with my wife. The girls are going to be changing in another area. We're going to film it. And when the time comes for me to... When the time comes...
What's wrong?
Because of... See, now I'm... You know, we have probably 100 hours of these girls pole dancing. And I have told them that they can have this videotape and they can share it with their parents or not. And I was just getting... I was feeling, as a teacher, I was feeling a little nostalgic. That's all. I just...
Why?
Because I'm going to be giving the tape back to them.
And you want to hold on to it. See, that's the problem that a lot of people...
No, I don't want to hold on to it.
Well, that's the problem that a lot of people are having. There are questions here. Do you understand? There are questions.
No, the questions would be fine if the people didn't supply the answers. Okay? I said, there's some of the girls have got shady pasts. This is the only thing they know how to do. Why can't we get them started?
Well, what are you doing, man? Are you training them to be pole dancers in a nightclub or in the Olympics? Which is it? That's what a lot of these people are asking. It sounds like when you say there's a girl with a troubled past and you ought to meet her mother, she ain't that bright. And she probably was in the same kind of work and so on and so forth. And then you say you're looking at the girls as a sex object.
No, I said that I have to because that's how they're going to be viewed by the judges. See, one of the things that you have, the problem here, Phil, nobody knows what it is I'm talking about because they have no experience with it. This is a whole new thing. Now, I've got over 100 hours of 15-year-old girls pole dancing. Does that make me sound like a pervert? Yes, it does.
Of course it does.
Okay, I understand that. But when I say that I'm a teacher in a school conducting a pole dancing class, now you start to think, well, wait a minute.
Well, you're doing this without the parents' permission or knowledge. You're doing it in your home.
And my wife is there. Would you mind including that, please? My wife is there.
All right, you're doing it in your home, and your wife is there. And, oh, yeah, one more thing. You've got 100 hours of 15-year-old girls pole dancing that you're going to feel really, really bad giving up to them someday.
I said I got nostalgic. That's all I said.
That you know, well, okay, but you made no... The inference is you're going to miss watching those tapes. Here is Rich in Providence, Rhode Island. Rich, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
How's it going?
Yes, sir.
This is absolutely absurd. I can't believe what I'm actually listening to. You know, you're saying you're viewing these girls as sex objects?
Hey, have you got kids? Have you got kids? Have you got kids?
How can you even say that? How can you even say that? First of all, first of all,
have you got kids?
First of all,
Hold on, Vernon.
I'm asking this man a question. I want to know. He doesn't know what he's talking about because he doesn't even know anything about kids.
Listen,
it's beside the point where you know anything about kids.
That's beside
the point. He doesn't have any kids.
First of all, you're saying you're viewing these kids as sex objects, okay? And why? First of all, even if this Olympics supposedly
how do you view them
as sex objects? Why wouldn't you view them on their technique and how they dance, not as sex objects? That's absolutely absurd. You're setting yourself up for failure, dude. You have no clue what you're in for.
I can't hear what this guy's saying. He's not listening to me.
Well, what do you want to say?
Go ahead.
Well, I don't even know what he's talking about. I asked him if he has kids, and
you got no cause to talk.
Why doesn't he have cause to talk?
Because he doesn't know what it is to have kids. Why would he even be interested in this? You want to know why? Because he wishes he was me. That's why.
Because listen, it's people like you. Who corrupt our kids? It's people like you in this world who corrupt our kids.
You don't have kids. That's what I mean. You don't have any kids.
That doesn't. I have nephews.
Our kids.
I have nieces. I have nephews. I have nieces.
Do they let you hear them?
Just because.
Okay, look at Vernon. You know, just because people are questioning what you're doing, you're accusing them of being perverts.
I said, do they let him near his nephews and nieces?
That's not a question to ask.
Absolutely. I love laughing. My nephews
the
and nieces
whole thing's
barely.
A joke to him. He doesn't care whether kids get molested or not. The whole thing's a joke to him.
You just finished saying that you're viewing these kids as sex objects. How does that make yourself look? Tell me that one. How does it make yourself look? And why, if this is so innocent, why can't the parents know?
Why do you say he's jealous?
Because he's just too excited. He's not angry so much as he's excited. It sounds like something he'd like to try.
Excited. I'm upset.
You could care less. You could care less. You don't have any kids. You don't care about whether these kids get molested. You're just some jive ass on a radio.
You know, Mr. Henry, people like you, Vernon, you've
not given people any respect. You're not listening to what people are asking. You're judging them.
Well, they're judging me.
You're in a house with kids pole dancing with your wife.
They're not pole dancing with my wife.
You know. I mean, you are watching them with your wife pole dancing. Okay, and even though it may be for the Olympics or whatever it's for, you're saying things like, well, I got to view them as a sex object, and I got 100 hours of tape of 15-year-olds pole dancing, and I'm going to miss seeing those tapes.
Unbelievable.
That's something else you said.
If anything, you should view them on their technique and dancing skills,
Well, then let's have you over, and you can help us out with that. How about that?
No, not at all.
You know, you're really defensive.
Why wouldn't I be defensive? Let me tell you something. I walked up to a father a week ago, people like you who give our country a bad name,
and it's a shame that there are people like you
care.
out there. I'm like, I care? I live
like
in this world,
care.
Sir. I live in this world.
I thought you said country. You're talking about the world.
Okay.
You know, whatever. One's a world and one's a country. There's a big difference.
Listen,
now, here's the point that I want to make. There was a father that walked up to me, and I said to him, your daughter is one of the best dancers I've got. And I made the comment that she can put her ankles near her ears. And I was assaulted. I wound up in a hot...
You said what to a father?
Oh, my God.
I said that his daughter had great technique. Oh, listen to this. Oh, my God. See, this guy...
No. Forget about the caller. I want to know what it is you said. You said to the father what?
I said it was this girl, Catherine. I said she puts her ankles behind her ears. I was assaulted. I was in a coma for a day.
Of course you were assaulted.
What? Oh, here goes the laugh again from this guy.
Of course you'd be assaulted.
Well, why would I be assaulted for saying something like that? I said...
You say to a father that you put the ankles, she puts her ankles...
No, I didn't say that he did. I said his daughter did.
I know that.
And I blacked out. And it turned out that I didn't black out because I fainted. I blacked out because he knocked me out.
Well, you're going to be blacking out a bunch more times because these parents aren't going to go for this at all. At all. I mean, I can understand if it was adults, but kids in high school... Let's be serious.
I identified what's bothering me, Rich. This is what bothers me about you. You go,
in high school?
Oh, you've got to...
Whatever.
I don't know.
Listen, you want to make
You know something?
Talk,
you know,
fine.
Yeah. You want to mock people, Mr. Dozier, but you're doing something that's scaring me now. When you say to a father, oh, boy, your daughter's a great dancer, her ankle's right by her ears... And this man hits you.
Yeah, I was assaulted and I was in a coma for a day. And that guy's walking the streets.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, my God. So you say that that's okay. You say it's all
right. And you're saying it's okay to view these children as sex objects. That's okay.
Right.
That's okay, sir?
They're gonna be looked at as sex objects when
ridiculous.
They get to the Olympics.
It sounds ridiculous. You sound ridiculous. And you're setting yourself up for failure once again. So that's all
I have to agree, Vernon.
Boy, thanks a lot, Mr. Andrew, for taking my side.
I'm not here to take your side. I'm here to listen to the facts and decide on my own. Let's go to Betty in Houston. Betty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, please.
I have children. I have 6 children, 22 grandchildren, and 27 great-grandchildren. And I think it's ridiculous what he's doing. And he's supposed to be a teacher. what the heck is he actually teaching them? So
where
that
were,
they can go out and get a job afterwards?
Can I ask you, what boatyard were you christened at?
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just kidding around. Ma'am,
that's supposed
all I try to
mean
to do
that
is...
I think that's just entertainment for you.
What's
it's
that?
Not,
the
you're
fact
not
that I'm trying to get I'm trying to get our I'm
but
trying to get our young
you
women
go
ready
and
for
tell the parents. You're afraid that some father's gonna deck you.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
You were in a coma because somebody did. Well, you could almost expect that, because if it was one of my sons, I have four sons, and if it was one of my sons and their daughter going to your house, and then you're not telling them why they're there, that they definitely would deck you.
Look, Ms. White, I'm sorry that Alan Ludden died. I thought you were good. And
what is that, some kind of a smart-ass thing?
Well, this lady's telling me stuff. All I'm trying to do is get our young ladies ready for the Olympics, and Betty White here is reading me the Riot Act.
Because...
Listen, haven't they called you back from lunch yet? Don't you have a scene to shoot this afternoon in the Golden Girls?
It's not
all
even
of the things that I've done for these young ladies is to make them better women, so that when they get up on a stage and they pole dance, because that's all they're good for... And
well, what does that mean? See, this is what I mean. This is the kind of degrading thing... This is the kind of degrading thing that you talk about.
Don't look at... Are you trying to tell me that these young women who pole dance are good for anything else? Of course not. Now, the reason why I look at them, Betty, is because someday they're going to need breast jobs. Who's going to tell them?
Why?
Who's going to tell them?
Saying they're not good for anything else. Why don't you find a teacher that's going to teach them more, and then they would know more? Not
the
some teacher
that's
going to teach them
these...
some perverted thing.
The only thing these girls know how to do is pole dance. Now, let's not pretend. You haven't seen a pole.
But that's in your thought that that's all they know how to do.
Look, let's be honest. Well, the last time you saw a pole, what, 30 years ago?
Pole dancer.
I believe that. And
okay, you getting your cookies here, being smart with this lady?
Mr. Henry, I came on your program to tell you, did you ever see the movie Lean on Me, Betty? Well, I'm Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah, sure
that?
You are.
Well, that hurts. That hurts me, and it hurts everyone who takes my side in this debate.
I happen to like Morgan Freeman's movies, and I don't
and
think
I
you're
do.
Him.
You don't think I'm Morgan Freeman?
No.
So you don't even think I rise to the level of...
All right, we had to dump that. Betty, thank you very much for your call. 877-877-876 Phil. Boy, I cannot, you know what, I'm not, don't let him back on the air yet. 877-876-PHIL, it's a Phil Hendry show.
Yeah!
I said...
I busted off a hole.
Get him back on hold, will you? I don't want to talk to that guy right now before we come out of the break. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry show. Betty White.
I want an autograph.
Phil Hendry.
Our number 877-876-PHIL. You know, this started with this article here on pole dancing in the Olympics.
Well, I think, Mr. Hendry, that's why I agreed to come on your program to talk about that.
I know that, but in preparing young women for a pole dancing exhibition in the Olympics, which may or may not take place, and I don't even know if it's going to be competitive. They usually have it as an exhibition sport, and then in 4 years they have it as an actual competitive event.
I understand that.
All right. But when you have 15 to 17-year-old girls taking a pole dancing class at your house, you're videotaping it. You admitted that you're looking at them as sex objects because that's how they're going to be viewed. You say that some of these girls have got no future. They come from troubled pasts. You pretty much as much say that they are candidates for being strippers, you know, and like they're human refuse.
No. That's where that preacher and that other guy... I forget who. Both of those guys ganged up on me, and it was like a tag team. Those two saying that I'm a pervert, and then the other guy saying that it was basically saying I was a pervert too. That's what I resent.
Well, you when you say that you're looking at these girls, and you got 100 hours of videotape of a 15-year-old pole dancing that you're going to really miss. people are going to be talking like that. Here is Lisa in New York on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Lisa. You're on with Mr. Vernon Dozier.
Okay, how you doing, Phil? Basically, I really, really am upset and disgusted as to what this so-called teacher is saying, because I'm a parent myself, and if it's so innocent and what you're doing, why are you not letting the parents know? And if it's not anything that's sick and perverted, why can't you tell the parents? And also, if you're such a great teacher and you're teaching them to do something, why not teach them? Why not educate them? Why not give them a book? Why not take them to the library? Why not take them to the museum? Teach them about.
Because a lot of these girls, you know, it's too late. They're going to wind up. This is a skill.
How do you know that?
What do you mean too late?
Know these people? Like,
15-year-old girls.
They're 15-year-old girls, and you don't even know what they're capable of doing.
Well, you know
something right now. How do I know? I have a 13-year-old daughter. That's how I know.
Well, do you know?
And I know people that have